Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Term Sheets and Valuations by Alex Wilmerding is a practical guide to understanding the documents and deal mechanics that shape venture capital financings. Positioned as a concise business and legal primer, it focuses on how to read and evaluate a venture term sheet, explaining common provisions and why small wording differences can materially change economic outcomes and control. The book's core contribution is its line-by-line approach. It walks readers through typical term sheet sections so entrepreneurs, executives, investors, and advisors can identify the real negotiation points rather than getting lost in legal phrasing. Alongside term sheet structure, Wilmerding addresses valuation in the venture context, including key parameters that influence pricing and how valuation connects to ownership and incentives. The book also flags practice differences that can appear across venture markets, helping readers calibrate expectations. Overall, it is designed as a field manual for anyone preparing for, negotiating, or interpreting venture financing terms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what a term sheet is and how to read it strategically. A central topic is the function of the venture capital term sheet as the blueprint for the final financing documents. Wilmerding emphasizes that a term sheet is not just a pricing summary. It is a structured list of rights, preferences, and obligations that define how risk and reward are divided between investors and the company. The book focuses on how to examine a term sheet section by section so readers can separate routine language from true deal drivers. This includes understanding the economic terms that determine payout order and dilution, as well as governance and protective provisions that shape who controls major decisions after the financing. By treating the term sheet as a negotiation map, the reader learns to spot where a single line item can create long-term consequences that may not be obvious during the excitement of closing a round. The approach is especially useful when term sheets do not perfectly match a standard template, because it trains readers to interpret intent and impact rather than rely on format. The result is a more disciplined way to prepare for negotiations and to coordinate effectively with counsel and board members. Secondly, line-by-line walkthrough of common term sheet sections. The book is known for providing an in-depth, line-by-line examination of typical venture term sheet elements. Rather than offering only high-level definitions, it breaks down how provisions are commonly presented and what they usually mean in practice. Readers are guided through core sections, so they can translate compact legal-style phrases into real-world implications for founders, management teams, and investors. This kind of walkthrough helps clarify how term sheets bundle multiple concepts together, such as economics, control, information rights, and conditions to closing. It also reinforces that venture deals often turn on a handful of clauses that interact with each other, making it risky to evaluate terms in isolation. By studying the document structure, readers gain a repeatable process for diligence on any new term sheet, including unfamiliar variations. The book's compact format makes it usable as a reference when a company is actively negotiating executives, can quickly locate a clause type, understand its purpose, and form a view on whether it is customary, aggressive, or favorable. This practical orientation is why it is often recommended to entrepreneurs and managers encountering venture documentation for the first time. Thirdly, investor favorable. Middle of the road and company favorable positioning. A distinctive teaching device in the book is the presentation of multiple versions of many term sheet items. Framed as investor favorable, middle of the road, and company favorable. This helps readers develop range awareness. Instead of asking whether a clause is simply good or bad, they learn to assess where it sits on a spectrum of market outcomes. That spectrum is crucial in venture negotiations because the same headline valuation can be paired with stronger investor protections or more founder-friendly structures, producing very different, effective economics. By comparing alternative formulations, readers can see how negotiation is often about precision in wording and thresholds, not just about whether a right exists. The framework also supports practical preparation. Management teams can decide which items are must-have, which are tradable, and which can be accepted to achieve a faster close or a stronger relationship with the lead investor. Importantly, the range approach encourages readers to think about context, including stage of company, competitive dynamics for the round, and perceived risk. It becomes a vocabulary for discussing terms internally and with advisors without getting trapped in purely adversarial framing. Fourthly, valuation concepts and parameters in venture financings. In addition to term sheet mechanics, the book addresses valuation as it is commonly discussed in venture deals. The focus is on how valuation connects to ownership, dilution, and incentives, and on the parameters that influence pricing discussions. Instead of treating valuation as an abstract number, the book positions it as one element within a broader package of terms that can shift risk allocation and future outcomes. This perspective is important because entrepreneurs often concentrate on headline valuation, while underestimating the economic weight of preferences and other rights that can affect payouts. Wilmerding highlights the practical need to understand how financing terms interact with valuation, particularly when evaluating whether an offer is truly favorable. While some readers may want additional worked examples of calculations, the book's main value is the conceptual grounding it provides what valuation is meant to capture in a high uncertainty environment, why investors may push for certain structures, and how companies can approach the discussion with clearer priorities. The result is a more realistic, deal-oriented understanding of valuation that complements the detailed term sheet review. Lastly, negotiation focus and market practice differences. Another important topic is how to approach negotiation points and recognize variation in market practice. The book notes that venture norms can differ by geography and ecosystem, including often cited differences between East Coast and West Coast venture styles. This is useful because founders may assume there is one universal standard, when in reality acceptable terms can vary with local precedent, investor base, and competitive intensity. Wilmerding uses this perspective to help readers calibrate expectations and decide when to push back versus when a term may simply reflect regional custom. The negotiation lens is pragmatic: understand the effect of each clause, anticipate what matters most to the other side, and focus effort on provisions with real long-term impact. The book also reinforces the importance of reading the term sheet as an integrated package and thinking ahead to future financings, since early terms can set precedent. For entrepreneurs and executives, this topic translates into actionable guidance: prepare your narrative, identify leverage points, coordinate with legal counsel, and avoid conceding control or economics unintentionally through overlooked language. The overall goal is not adversarial negotiation, but informed negotiation based on understanding. In conclusion, term sheets and valuations is best suited for entrepreneurs, startup executives, first-time venture-backed teams, and advisors who need to move from general awareness of venture finance to practical competence with actual term sheet language. It is also useful for junior investors and professionals in law or finance who want a quick, structured orientation to what matters in a venture deal. The primary benefit is decision quality: readers learn to interpret a term sheet in a disciplined way, connect clauses to their economic and control consequences, and prepare for negotiation with clearer priorities. Because the book emphasizes a line-by-line walkthrough, it functions well as a desk reference during a live financing, when time pressure makes long theoretical treatments less helpful. What helps it stand out among startup finance books is its document-level focus and its range framing of terms as investor-favorable, middle-of-the-road, or company-favorable, which mirrors how deals are actually discussed in practice. Many broader venture guides discuss fundraising strategy and investor psychology. Wilmerding adds a granular map of the terms themselves. For readers facing a term sheet now, that specificity can reduce confusion, improve communication with counsel, and help avoid costly misunderstandings that only become visible after a company grows or exits. If you would like to support Alex Wilmerding, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.